Yo, what's good, YouTubes? This is your boy in the NYC. It's me, Ray, and this is the EDCC. That's the Everyday City Carry Podcast. That's right, we're podcasting again, my dudes. We are professional podcasters now here at EDCC. You know what I'm saying? We are the Joe Rogan of the EDC world. Now, I'm just playing. That's totally not true. I am enjoying the podcast, though, man. I'm really, really enjoying the podcast. I've had a lot of great reception from people, and I don't mean phone reception. I mean, it was well received by my viewers. There was some great criticisms that I'm going to take from, I think that was from Seems Logical. I think that's his name on the tubes. I really love what he comments on my stuff, though, man. He takes a long time to write these well thought out comments. And I'm just trying to find his name right now, and it doesn't seem like I can. Yeah, Seems Logical. Yeah, my bad. Seems Logical. That's a homie. I love his comments, man. They're very well written, well thought out. And, you know, this podcast, maybe some people are thinking, like, is this going to sort of be my main thing every week, is doing this podcast? It is long form. It does take a while to edit. But I'm not necessarily going to say it takes more energy to edit one of these than my reviews or overviews. Because, man, those take a long time. Let me see something, actually, if this is too bright. I don't want to... I dropped that right there. Yeah, so it does take a long time to edit, you know, an EDCC review, man. I'm usually working on it all day, in a span of like 5 hours, but spread throughout the day. You know, I'm collecting videos and little clips to entertain you guys, since I am trying to mask my, you know, unknowledged, if that's even a word. I'm unknowledgeable when it comes to knives, you know, and I didn't want to be a spec sheet reader, because you guys can sense that, you know. You guys are smart. You can sense if a guy's just reading Blade HQ, and I didn't want to be that guy. Which brings me to the next thing, man, is, am I going to do this podcast now every week? Yes. Am I going to do reviews every week? Probably not. But it's not going to go away, though. My plan is to review the stuff that I own, okay? And the pass around stuff I'm going to talk about here on the podcast, okay? Like, for example, this Artisan Cutlery. Small Archaeo G10, all right? Beautiful, okay? I really want to review this because, first of all, my buddies at Artisan Cutlery sent it to me, and I'm really appreciative about that, and this is freaking amazing. Don't want to talk a lot about it right now because I want to do a review on it, okay? But, for example, maybe the CJRB... forgot what model this is. Ah, there you go. Serial number. J1901 in D2. I do want to talk about this a little bit right now. CJRB is Artisan Cutlery, is sort of a budget model. Budget line. And check that out, man. I do have some spotting with the D2, though. Got a little bit of rustage on it. And I don't know if that's just because Florida's humidity is just too powerful. JT's Knife Life sent this over to me. It's going around in the pass around. This is in rusty D2 with gray and black G10 scales. Actually, it's just black. I don't know why I wrote gray in the notes there. You know, this is incredible, man. I really am liking what CJRB is doing. You've got a deep carry pocket clip. Not recessed screws, though. Not recessed screws, you know. Civivi is doing that. So CJRB, you may want to think about that, because them recessed screws are the shit, okay, for a budget model. And they got this, like, really, really protrudish pocket clip, flipper tab right here, which I don't mind. It makes the action really good. Ah, I did want to talk about that. So this thing really reminds me of another knife that I have. Let me take it out right now, dude. And you guys are going to be like, whoa, what is that? All right. Look at that. That is the CRKT Jettison that I had from a while back. Look at the similarities, okay? It's not a copy. It's definitely not a copy. It's just got a similar blade shape. The handle's a little bit different too. I'm gonna splice in some pictured content of these guys. I really like this, man. The CJRB thing. This line. I'm interested in it. The G10 scales are a little bit, they're grippy. I like it for grip, but I don't like it for your pants because the pocket clip is gonna maybe rip off. Man, people are gonna think that's annoying, that click click sound that I just made. But I don't like it for the pants, man. It does. I'm not sure if that's just the tension of the clip, but like when I pull it out, it's really pulling a lot of fabric there. I haven't ripped anything yet, but I'm thinking that may be an issue. What else am I going to talk about in here? This is the knife I was going to review this week. The Pat Hammond Alliance Design Scout. And I really like this guy, all right? I really like it. I saw a review done by Daily Carry Solutions. Shout out to Daily Carry Solutions about this. And it got me back into it. I don't know if I'm going to review it, though. Like I said, this is a pass-around knife. It's not mine. I did cut some boxes with it at work, and it performed really well, man. And I talked about this in the first episode of the podcast already, so I'm not going to dwell on it right now. But what I will do is splice some sort of cutting content here. And yeah, it's got RWL 34 blade steel, which I call RAL 34, designed by Pat Hammond. You can get this on Urban EDC Supply, which let the pass around check it out. Shout out to Apex Pass Around. Cool pocket clip, not deep carry, but look at that fish bone, bro. It looks nice. I like it. Good action too. All right. So let me break down the podcast a little bit. I went off the rails again. Oh, man, all right, why you gotta do that? So I'm gonna talk about my knife stuff pretty much in the beginning, and then I'll have a few other segments towards the middle and end there. I do have bullet points. I keep looking down here. You guys are probably like, what's he looking at? You know, I got the double cell phone ZTE Axon M, and I just learned that you could put pictures in Google Notes, and I'm loving that right now. So I do bullet points and stuff. What's the other bullet point I got here? The Boker Plus Kansei Nori. All right, Jordan Grice, I think that's how you pronounce his name. It's this weightlifter dude that I chat with on Instagram sometimes. He sent me this, and he was like, oh, man, this looks really cool. And I saw it also. He sent me, like, a picture. I forgot from which page on Instagram. But it's in VG10. It's in G10. And it is also a 10 that's under $50. You know, Boker has been putting out a lot of cool stuff, ain't they? You know, why don't we do this? Let's do a community thing. For the rest of next week, sort of like any cool Boker Plus or Boker stuff that you guys see on Instagram, you know, hit me up about it. Maybe we'll talk about it next week. I want to do a lot of community driven stuff on this podcast. I think that is the way it's going to grow. Not necessarily that you have to send me a knife so that I can check it out on the podcast. Although if you want to do that, then we can do that now because I don't have to use them. I can just talk about them here, you know, play with the action a little bit, and you can get your knife, you know, some airtime, right? Yo, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and don't forget to hit that bell icon so we can squad up in the comments. But yeah, I want to do that. And if you guys have suggestions, by the way, if you have any suggestions on like what I should check out, if you want my 2 cents on something, which is probably just 1 cent because I don't know shit about knives, really. I am a casual user. I'm like what I call a casual, you know, I do carry. I am prepared, but I am not into the science of it, man, you know, and I just don't think I'm on the pulse, the news of the knife world. That's why I appreciate, you know, friends hitting me up on Instagram about stuff. Okay, what else do I got here? I want to talk about this. This is also on my table right now. JT was like, hey, dude, do me a favor. Do you mind putting my stickers in New York and taking pictures? And I did that. You know, I'm going to splice some of that here. JT's such a cool dude, man. He's such a nice guy. He was like, no rush, bro. You know, just go to different places. And if you think it's going to look cooler, just leave him there. You know, keep a little piece of JT's knife life in New York City. And, you know, I was going to do that, right? But I'm like, man, you know, it's illegal. So illegal, guys. So what I've been doing, actually, is I'm looking for places that I could leave it at permanently. But in the train station, for example, at Brooklyn Bridge, I, like, stuck it on there. I, like, snagged the pick, and then I took it off because there was, like, cops right there. And I'm like, yo, I'm not ready to get arrested right now for my boy. But there are going to be places like phone booths and stuff, man. Man, I haven't even seen a guy use a phone booth in New York City for, like, forever, yo. You know what I mean? Like, why would you use a phone booth right now and you have a smartphone, man? You know, like, bums have smartphones right now. Let me just get a drink of the coffee real quick so I don't run out of juice. You got the juice now, grandma. That is a line from Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood, Wayans Brothers movie. Shout out to the 90s. Alright, so this next segment is going to be called Gramworthy, alright? And for the week that I do the podcast, I'm going to just be taking little clips from Instagram, just little things. It could be knife-related, it could be comedy, it could be whatever, it could be stuff that you guys send me. That's going to be the cool thing about it. So one of the first things I got on here right now is QSB Knives Puffin. All you feed me are puffins. I love that video.
All you feed me is puffins.
Yeah, man. When I got to check out the QSB Puffin, it had like this giant sort of like Spidey hole flick thing. And one of the main complaints of the reviewers was that you can't even like slow roll it with your thumb. You could middle finger flick it. But if your hands were large, not like my hands, I got small fishbowl hands, you know, you wouldn't be able to, you know, flick it open. And I'm looking at my notes right now, so I am going to splice the content here. I'm looking at these pictures from Messer Depot and a bunch of other reposts by QSP, and there's no nick, there's no hole at all. So, like, do you just pull it open? Let's use this as an example. Do you just pull it open like this, though? But there isn't as much surface to grab on the puffin, though. So I'm just like, how are people opening it, you know? QSP claimed that this was a decision to make it legal in Europe, you know? But then I think it was Patty that was like, don't make sense because it's got a lock on it, you know? Anyway, man, that's one of the things there. What do I got here? I got a Nick Shabazz. Got a Nick Shabazz joke on Michael Walker Taos. And basically it was this dude talking about, like, boring holes. Boring holes and drilling and stuff that he was working on. And Nick Shabazz says, generally, exciting content performs better on Instagram. But sometimes it's nice to see a boring post. And what's funny is Jack Farmboy posted right on the bottom of that. It says, I think this might be your best work yet. I agree with that, Nick. Nick, be on the podcast, bro. That'd be so awesome, man. You know, we can go off the rails. We'll see whose accent is better. I'm just playing, man. You know, I'm just thinking about the future of the pod. Let's talk about some more knife stuff. I think you guys want to do that. Yeah, so I've still got the Best Tech bow tie, man. I don't know if I'm going to review that. I think I'll do some more features of it. I'm trying to think of how to do this thing. If I should just feature stuff, because I really don't want to review stuff that I'm not using. And the bow tie, I don't even want to risk using that, man. Just looks too good. But I also want to give them some airtime, because that is me obligation to the Apex Pass Route, is to, you know, make content about the stuff that is passed to me. So I think that's what I'm going to do. What do you guys think? If you have suggestions, by the way, you know, maybe I'm thinking about having little segments, kind of like this is EDC news or something, you know, like I could be the E news. I could be the E in EDC and just like have like a news pod. Not really sure, man. But that is it for Grandmother right now. Don't have any more in the notes here. The final section of this podcast, which is happening right now, which is kind of weird since it's only been 15 minutes, is called I'ma Head Out. I'ma Head Out, you know? Because if you're a knife guy, dude, and you wanted some knife content, it pretty much is going to end right here, you know? You know why it's going to end right here? Because I asked you guys. I asked you guys for suggestions and knife content suggestions, and you didn't do it. You didn't do it, guys. I'm a little sick, by the way. I apologize for that. I had a fever. That's why I'm recording this today, which is a Wednesday and not a Friday. I'ma Head Out is based on that SpongeBob meme, which I would have spliced already right here. Where it's just SpongeBob like getting up off the couch, he's about to leave, and you usually put that there when you see a post on the internet that's just like so stupid, and you just, you know, you jam that in there. Yeah, so this is gonna be me talking about stuff that I checked out during the week that maybe not EDC related, like the Hot Ones episode with Shia LaBeouf, dude. That was freaking hilarious. I'm sure you guys know who Shia LaBeouf is. He's the dude that's like in all those memes, like, just do it, you know? And he explained where those videos came from. And they were actually recorded to be created into little memes and stuff like that, which is great, man. I really was wondering why he recorded those things. It was meant to go viral. And it really did. He's an interesting dude, man. You know, he raps. And when he was on Hot Ones, shout out to Hot Ones. If you guys don't watch that show and you love YouTube, you should definitely check that show out. I did a Hot Ones-esque episode, you know, called Sharp Ones, where I ate spicy chicken wings. And yeah, it was fun. I'm going to do that again. If we hit 2,000, I'll do another Sharp Ones episode. If we hit 2,000, when we hit 2,000, I know we will hit 2,000, yo. I got a bright future ahead of me. My future's too bright. That's why this looks kind of bright on the video right now. I'm gonna probably have to shut the brightness down a little bit.
Will not kill. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I will do another Sharp Ones episode. Yeah, but back to the Hot Ones with Shia LaBeouf. Getting off track again. That's my specialty. The tear was really awesome. After he ate the bomb, he looked at the camera and he was like, he pretending like he was crying and a tear came out. Man, that dude is a great actor, yo. You know? Shout out to Shia LaBeouf, yo. First saw you in the movie Holes, which is just... The movie is called Holes. There's so many jokes that I'm not going to make right now. I'm also going to talk about, on the bullet points here, my brother Blake Sarian. Shout out to Sarian Films, my brother's company. He is a director in the Philippines. He's doing a lot of cool shit. He just directed a music video. I forgot who the artist was, but it's really blowing up in the Philippines. And I don't know if you guys know this, but my brother's a big YouTuber in the Philippines, you know? He's a big YouTuber, man. And for the last time I checked, he's got over 10,000 subs and growing fast, bro. He's only been doing it for like 2 years. And he is an actual director. Got a little bit phlegmy, you know, a little bit of the phlegm. He is an actual director. He directs a lot of commercials and, you know, just a lot of professional work. But he's also a YouTuber, man. When you combine those two things, you got a crazy channel. He reviews a lot of tech. He does a lot of... He does a lot of like cons, you know, conventions, like Google stuff, YouTube stuff in the Philippines. Just want to shout him out here. Check him out. His channel is called Beyond Reviews. And I don't watch it too much, you know, because I get a little intimidated, man, you know, with how good his stuff is. And he's really good, you know. Different styles of YouTubing for sure, but he's one of my inspirations. Go check him out. I mean, not like he needs it. Dude's like crushing it right now. Want to talk about the Smiling Ninja, my brother Clint Sarian. He has a new podcast right now. I'm going to link it below. It's more of a positivity kind of podcast, man. This is the most positive dude you'll ever meet, okay? First of all, the guy is like shredded, all right? And he's like 46 years old. He's got two kids, doing American Ninja Warrior classes, does financial planning. He's into so much shit, dude. I mean, how much better of a role model do I need growing up? You know what I'm saying? His podcast, if you're feeling down, you know, listen to it. Talks about a lot of positivity. So speaking of feeling down, man, Gary V, somebody that I follow, just put up a new video. And it's basically just reaffirmed what I've been thinking about already, you know, kind of like fear kills growth. I posted that on my Instagram stories, you know, and I have that all the time. I'm second guessing myself all the time about what I should do. Even the podcast from last week, I was like, should I do it? Are people going to listen to it? And man, I think that thing was going to get like 9 listens. But you know, viewership of that is growing every day. And the people that, I don't want to say people that I wanted to impress or people that I wanted to like the pod. Man, I shouldn't call it that. That sounds so stupid. People that I wanted them to like the pod. That's so stupid. Yeah, they did. You know, I did get constructive criticism. This podcast is basically made for people that have jobs or maybe have long drives, and you want to have sort of an EDC guy do a podcast, not necessarily about EDC, but have some EDC, have it be highly produced, you know, with clips and stuff, you know, kind of like the stuff that I listen to and watch. Joe Rogan's, Andrew Schultz, Your Mom's House. I love Your Mom's House. That's with Tom Segura and Christina P. They're married. The comedians, they look at really disgusting videos and just laugh about it, dude.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Talk about dicks and farts and stuff all the time. It's great. You guys should check it out. All right. Anyway, about Gary V, is reaffirming what I've already been thinking, which is I really want to just keep doing this podcast. I want to focus a lot of, sorry about that. I want to focus a lot of energy into it, man. I really, with the reviews, the stuff that I was rushing, I always told myself that if I ever thought that making a video was a drag, I was going to stop doing it, you know? And I think before, when I was still at my mom's crib, it was easier to be expressive and creative with the reviews because I had a lot more space. I live in the Bronx now, and this apartment is tiny, all right? And it's different. I can't just go outside either in the backyard. You know, I don't have a backyard. I have sort of like a fire escape, and who knows what's out there, bro. The Bronx, man. It's like Double Dragon in the Bronx, you know? That game from the 90s, yo. I've got like a Bobo and dude with chains, and I live on the same block as a police precinct, but still, dude, you know? I can't just go outside and start filming knife content. Can't just take out. I know before I did sneak in the back, and I would take pictures on like really gritty surfaces, and that was so cool, man, you know, but I can't really do that right now. They're working back there. And so, yeah, I really like doing the podcast because it allows me to cover a bunch of stuff that I like, and that's why I want to do it. And Gary was like, you should just go all in. Don't be 50-50. On your decision. You know, some people are 50-50 their whole lives.
The problem is 98% of people are sitting on 50-50 their whole fucking life, which means they're 0-0.
And you never make a decision. And I don't want to be that, yeah. Like, I want to go all in on what I like. And this podcast is what I like, so I hope you guys enjoy that. All right? Which is funny, brings me to my next point. Tim Dillon has a really funny bit about Gary V. And I'm going to splice that in right now.
There's this little guy, Gary Vaynerchuk. He's like the king of these motivational guys. He's a little tiny guy. He lives in Twitter. He's like a golem-like creature. And he's the one who, you know, he tells every day to hustle and grind. Who is this for? Nobody needs this. Warren Buffett doesn't wake up and go, should I hustle today? No one needs this. No one successful needs this. This is bullshit. And what he says means nothing. It's vague, and it's meaningless, and it's pointless. This is one of the things he says, I swear to God. This is one of his nuggets of wisdom. He goes, you could say it, or you could do it. But I suggest you do both. Gary, what the fuck do I do? I'm waiting here with a loaded gun. What do I do? Be very specific, Gary. Be very specific about your next set of directions.
I listen to his podcast every week, and I listen to some of the older stuff, and he's just a comedian, just doesn't give a fuck, dude. You know, he just doesn't care, all right? I understand that in comedy, anything goes. That's how I feel about, if you ever hang out with me, when I do get myself to Blade Show, and my online buddies, you know, if you guys meet me, you're gonna be like, man, race humor is fucking dark, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I joke around about race. I joke around about just the hypocrisy of, you know, social media and the world today. You know what I'm saying? I don't feed into it, man. I don't feed into what's trending and we gotta shit on this person, you know? The whole thing about that comic, Shane, I forgot his last name, you know, getting fired from SNL because of the sort of racist Asian comments. Like, that didn't affect me as an Asian person. Like, I heard that and I wasn't like, oh, Mike, we have to get him fired. You know, like, I didn't feel that way. I just felt like this is not funny. And I think the dude was trying to find funny in that moment. And it just didn't work out, you know. He says outrageous stuff to get a rise out of people. That's the kind of comedy he makes, and he doesn't do it well, in my opinion, man. You know, Tim Dillon says crazy shit, and I just laugh like I'm just howling. You know, Chris D'Elia, another one podcaster that I really like, who's a big comic. And he used to open up for Joe Coy. And if you don't know who Joe Coy is, he is like the Philippines is you know, biggest comic, really. That's like big in America.
Japanese woman, doesn't matter if she's 12 years old or 75 years old. They always sound 12 years old. Inuma, okay,
anyway, Chris D'Elia is so funny, man. I just listened to his podcast last night, and I not that I can necessarily remember what he talked about, but he just has all these funny things. Like, he was making fun of Jeremy Renner, who plays Hawkeye in the Avengers, he was playing his music video all the time. I'll splice that right here. It's just hilarious to see that, and he kind of just shits on him.
He's got a long coat.
Ow! What else am I checking out right now, man? I am checking out Titans. Titans is on the DC Universe app. If you are a comic book guy, I know that Matt Baker, who follows me on Instagram and here on YouTube, he's a comic book dude. He loves Hellboy and stuff. I love Titans, man. Titans is basically a realistic sort of version of the Teen Titans. And like, people die in it and stuff. It's ultra gritty, ultra violent. It's on the DC Universe app, and I watch that shit all the time, man. It's so good. You know, they're sort of showing the transition from Robin, Dick Grayson, becoming Nightwing, and Jason Todd, who's Robin right now, kind of going off the rails, and I hope he becomes the Red Hood later. Shout out to the Red Hood. I'm gonna be you for Comic-Con. I've got to pee right now, so yeah, I'm gonna do that, bros. Yo, what is good? I am back. I got my first guest on the podcast. Look at this dude, man. Look at that. that if you guys are just listening to the pod, that is my cat. This is my cat, Robin Williams. And, you know, I was always a dog, more of a dog person than a cat person, right? Because I always thought cats were like assholes, you know what I'm saying? But man, once you have a ragdoll, yo, and you can just do this, and they don't care. Look how loud he's praying right now. He does not care. He just wants to be with me all the time. And that's it. And he wants to cause mischief, you know? He wants to bite my wires. He wants to run around and be crazy. And that's why you give your pet CBD, you know? You gotta give him CBD. Look at this guy. He's in dire need of it right now. Shout out to Ayla CBD. All right, I'm gonna be right back. Let me bring this guy outside because I don't want to look like an evil villain with this cat and just doing the podcast. Like, yes, we will take over the EDC world and they will suffer the way my cat suffered. All right, I'll be right back. So where were we, man? I was rambling on about Titans being really good. It's just a really dark take on the Teen Titans. You know, it's got like Wonder Girl in it. Robin, Nightwing, Raven, you know, all the Teen Titans crew, man. No Cyborg yet. I wonder if he will be in there. He should be. It'll be dope. All right, what else do I got here? I've got Vinland Saga on here again. I'm just going to recap what I saw this week. And Thorfinn is just, he's just killing people, bro. You know? And Torkoal, the dude that was throwing the rocks, right? To kill people from far away. He decided to not kill people from far away anymore. He decided to go up to them. And in this last week's episode, he's just killing it, dude. Just killing everybody. He waves to Thorfinn, by the way, who they fought in the episode before that. And he got his two fingers cut off. The dude's crazy, right? Vikings be crazy. This dude's hand was bleeding. His fingers were cut off. He was like waving bye to the dude as if they were boys. And he's like, yo, I'll kill you later, bro. You know? That's a great little plot there. You know, I like it. And what else am I checking out? There's this anime called Demon Hunter. I didn't talk about it before. It's probably one of the best examples of, you know, shonen sort of action anime. Damn, I got fur all over my face, though, because of this cat. Get it together, Ray. All right. I don't know if this show is going to be better with these bullet points, man. You know? I'm not sure. I'm not sure, guys, if it's better with the points. I was just really scared, actually, when I turned it off. The recording and the audio, like, it wasn't playing, yo. I wanted to check if it recorded well. Because let me explain briefly about this, the way I do this podcast. I recorded the video on an Osmo Pocket, okay? Shout out to DJI. Sponsor me, bruh. So I recorded on the DJI Osmo Pocket, and I do the audio through my tablet. And I record through Audacity. All right. And I have to sync the audio and the video together. You know, so I'm not like dubbed. So I'm not going to be a dubbed version of myself. And that is really hard to do when I edit on KineMaster on my phone. I edit everything on my phone. I record the audio in the tablet. If you guys hear anything right now, that is my cats playing with their toys outside. So forgive me for that. Yeah, record the audio on Audacity. And the video is recorded through another thing, whether it's my smartphone or the DJI Osmo Pocket. And I sync that manually like a crazy person. Okay? I sync it manually with my finger on my smartphone. You know? I'm literally, this is, if you ever see me editing, I'm like this. Like that, like a crazy person. And I do that for you guys every week. And also my own sanity, because creating stuff is pretty much what makes me feel good. Don't know why I just stuttered there. But yeah, Demon Hunter, let's go back to that. I've got bullet points to remind me. The bullet points, I think they're pretty good, but I don't know if it's going to ruin my natural flow. But I don't want a lot of dead air to be in the podcast also. So let's keep it going. All right. So Demon Hunter is a great one, man. I'm going to splice in this sort of funny face thing that I saw where this guy was training, and it was just great art. It just looked really hilarious. It cracked me up. And what's going on in that? This kid, you know, pretty innocent kid, is going home. It's like in ancient Japan. He goes home and he finds his family like all murdered. They were all dead. His sister, however, was changing into a demon, I guess. And, you know, it was still his sister. He didn't want to kill her. So he's running away from her, if I remember this correctly. This is the first episode. Spoiler alerts, by the way. Going to be a ton of spoilers in anything that I watch on this podcast. They should just call it the Everyday City Carry Spoiler Podcast, man. All right. So if you're just fair warning, I'm going to talk about mad shit here. Yeah, so he's running away. And this swordsman, like, finds them. He kills demons. He's about to kill his sister, but... you know, the main character is like, nah, bruh, that's my sister. And he's using whatever talents he acquired from, I don't know, hunting and gathering for his family and stuff like that to not get his sister killed. And then the dude lets him live, you know. And what ends up happening is his sister is the first demon that's never eaten a human before. Because once you do that, it's kind of like the vampires, you know. Once you drink blood for the first time, it's over. So throughout the whole show, it's just very well done. It doesn't sound that great on paper because I am not describing it that well right now. All right. My descriptive skills, it's not great. It's just very well done. The animation is really good. If you are just a fan of anime in general, of non-bullshit, it's very highly produced. So all the artwork looks really great. And the comedy throughout is spaced out enough, and the fights are spaced out enough, that it just seems like a breath of fresh air, as whack as that sounds, because I hate saying that, in the anime world. A lot of anime reviewers will tell you that that is one of the best right now. What do I want to close on today, guys? You know, that was a lot of ramble, bro. You know, this podcast, I don't know if this episode is going to be as good as the last one. Hope it is, but it's going to get better, yo. It's only going to get better because I'm going to just keep doing them. You know, that's what you have to do with podcasting. Every podcaster that I listen to who was all like, I only had 5 viewers, 5 listeners or whatever. And then after 5 years or 10 years, they got like 30K views, 30K listeners, because there are going to be other dudes out there that EDC and watch anime and play video games like Monster Hunter that are going to listen to this, eventually find it. That's what I'm looking for. So lastly, I'm going to end on this. To the community who has gotten this far in the podcast, send in your suggestions of what you want me to cover. It could be related to anything. It could be anything, literally. If I like it, if I want to talk about it, I will cover it. Send it through my Instagram, which is Everyday City Carry. And you could hit me up on Twitter. I think I'm at EDC Carry. And yeah, just do that, man. I appreciate you guys listening. I hope this one was pretty cool and you've gotten some entertainment from it. I've got to get ready for work now. This is your boy in the NYC. It's me, Ray. And this is the EDCC saying peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.